This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MD725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Great. Today's inspiration is called Temporary Setbacks. Occasional disappointments and failures in life are inevitable. They're simply the price that we must pay for our willingness to take risks as we follow our dreams. But even when we encounter setbacks, we must never lose faith. American children's rights advocate Marion Wright Edelman asked, "Whoever said anybody has a right to give up?" That's a question you should ask yourself, especially when times get tough. Are you willing to keep fighting the good fight, even when you meet unexpected difficulties? If you'll decide to press on through temporary setbacks, you may soon be surprised at the creative ways God finds to help determine people like you, people who possess the wisdom and the courage to persevere. A fall is not a signal to lie wallowing, but to rise. Christina Rossetti. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. For several weeks now, we've been covering several pages in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and this evening we're going to be covering page 34 and 35. 34 is about special kids considerations. Kids are a huge help when it comes to preparing for emergencies. It is important to include them in all of your planning, organizing, and drills. They will experience disasters just like adults will, so it's equally important that they be involved and know how to respond. Check out ready.gov for these activities and more. Learn how to become a disaster master. Make the right decision and unlock new levels. Prepare with Pedro. Use this activity book to learn how to stay safe during disasters and emergencies. Build a kit game. You're on a mission to build an emergency kit. Do you know what you need? Ready to Help card game teaches 5 simple steps to stay safe and makes a difference until help arrives. Ready Wrigley is a series of books created by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that provide tips, activities, and stories to help whole families prepare for emergencies. All Ready Wrigley publications can be found at cdc.gov. Ready Wrigley. Looks like there's Ready Wrigley. Say that 3 times fast. Prepares for winter weather, coping after a disaster. Ready Wrigley prepares for extreme heat. Ready Wrigley prepares for earthquakes, flooding, and mold. Teenagers and other young people help their families, schools, and communities prepare for hazardous events. They can be leaders before, during, and after disasters. Whether you're just starting to learn about preparedness, want to join or start a youth preparedness program, or are looking for materials to teach the next generation of preparedness leaders, you'll find lots of options on cdc.gov, ReadyWrigley, and ready.gov/kids to help you learn how to prepare for a disaster. Tip, be sure to pack special items for your kids, teens, when building your kits. For younger children, comfort items, blankets, stuffed animal, favorite toy or book. For older kids, crafts, safe tools, books, music. Your family pet may be very comforting during uncertain times, but remember, if your pet is scared, it may behave unexpectedly. Another tip, your teen is capable of saving your life. Whenever possible, have your teen join in training classes. Include them in CPR, first aid, stop the bleed, and others. Encourage them to get involved in anything that will help your family prepare for emergencies. Look for areas of interest such as gardening, canning, and outdoor survival skills, or get them involved with search and rescue explorers. So on to page 35, we're talking about special pets and livestock considerations. When disaster threatens, bring your pets inside immediately. Animals have instincts about severe weather and impending disaster and will often isolate themselves if they are afraid. Bringing them inside early can keep them from running away. I've been in a situation before where my animals, my dogs especially, knew what was happening before I did. So you can watch them and they have those instincts. Make a plan for what to do with your pets if you have to evacuate your home. Josephine in Jackson County may offer companion animal sheltering for persons who are staying in a Red Cross shelter. All shelters are volunteer-based and may not be able to open depending on the type of disaster. Have an alternate plan for your pets and livestock. If you have livestock, arrange for someone across the county to board them and you theirs if the event only affects one area. If you must leave your large animals, never open gates and let them loose. Animals enter the roadway and block emergency vehicles and evacuation routes. Locate and prearrange an evacuation site for your family and animals that is outside your immediate area. Ideally, this will be a friend, relative, or a pet-friendly hotel willing to let your family and animals stay in the event of a disaster. Other possible animal housing options include veterinary hospitals, boarding kennels, and animal shelters. Dogs, cats, birds, reptiles, and pocket pets, mice, hamsters, etc., all need to have plans for transporting and housing in a secure travel cage or carrier with appropriate food, water, current veterinary records, and photos for identification and reunification if they are being taken to a shelter. If you are not home, pre-designate a willing neighbor or nearby friend to tend to your animals in the event of a disaster. They should have a key to your home, be familiar with your animals, know your evacuation procedures, and where your evacuation supplies are kept. Keep leashes near the door, making it easier for rescuers. After a disaster, in the first few days after a disaster, leash pets when they go outside. Always maintain close contact. Familiar scents and landmarks may be altered and your pet may become confused or lost. The behavior of your pets may change after an emergency. Normally friendly pets may become aggressive or defensive. Watch animals closely. Leash or keep them in a secure fenced area with shelter and water. www.ready.gov/pets. Livestock. It is especially important for livestock owners to be prepared and practice their plans. Be prepared to evacuate at a level 1 notice. Evacuate livestock at a level 2. See Chapter 5, Resources for Evacuation Levels, page 49. We've covered that. Create a list of emergency telephone numbers to include veterinarian, state veterinarian, trailering resources, and local volunteers. Identify evacuation locations with water and power resources. make sure every animal has durable, visible identification. Take food and other supplies for their care. Take vaccination and feeding schedule in addition to ownership information. www.avma.org/disaster. Tip, if you are evacuating, crate or collar and leash your pet before opening your door. When animals are scared, they will often behave unpredictably and may run if not crated or harnessed. Another very important tip, never leave a pet outside or tied up during a storm. Lots of good information in there, some things that we may not have thought about, especially regarding our pets. So if when I call on you, if you have a question about that or you have some suggestions over what we've been covering, please speak up. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMW211, Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. They were unavailable this evening, as well as WRMY378, Robin, and WRKP710, Wanda. They were also unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?